Kaya Biz. Ekasi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Today's been back to school for many South African scholars. We've been seeing the tweets, the WhatsApp statuses, the Instagram posts, and as a parent, I'm a deputy parent with my nieces and nephews. I'm slightly relieved that I don't have the full burden of the costs that perhaps do come with having young ones. A great investment nonetheless, great blessings, right? Our bundles of joy. But of course, we also need to be mindful of, the investment that is actually required to ensure that you are able to offer your child a quality education. And speaking of quality education, there are a few tools, stationery and items that one often needs to make sure that they can go to school effectively, and a calculator. A simple calculator. Many of us have been supporting large brands that have proven to be quite prominent in the South African market and perhaps even affordable from what we understand. But there's a local entrepreneur who is joining us tonight on our Ekasinomics feature, who is shifting the narrative by creating a stream of educational products proudly produced by Mutupi Khopa. The name of the company is called Geleza, with a variety of brands and primarily focusing on calculators that are South African and produced in South Africa. But to help us understand how they're made, how this is a new level of innovation, and of course, how it is that we as South African entrepreneurs can also create some of these basic tools, stationery that we often use and require, we join on the line by Mutupi Khopa, who joins us as our guest for Ekasinomics today. Mutupi, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you very much, Gugu, for having me. Why have I not bought myself a Rolls Royce?
I like that.
I missed out on that.
I like
the memo. Why did I not get the memo?
Well, I think I'll tell you why. That's because you've actually been building innovations to change the lives of many other people instead of just, you know, indulging in your own sense of luxury, right?
I must not indulge. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Mutupi, I think first things first, let's start by actually getting clarity on what Geleza is, where it started, and the magic behind this local and proudly South African calculator that you've created.
I'm a teacher trainer by profession. I mean, I've been training mathematics teachers for the past 10 years. I think it's the 12th year now. I've done Free State, Western Cape, helping Limpopo, Northern Cape. And I've trained a lot of mathematics teachers. I've helped a lot of learners in grade 12 get level 7 in mathematics. Wow. Many are abroad. I've helped a lot of learners. I've worked in various companies. But last year when I was in Limpopo in Bakersfort, I wanted to help this other class. And when I got there, half the learners did not have calculators. And, you know, it hit me, you know, as a mathematician, I always feel that is a great tool to have, especially for trigonometry. And I was doing trigonometry. They didn't have calculators. And I said, I'm going to solve it for you. I'm going to buy you guys calculators. I wanted to buy. And when I went to the local shops, I realized they were a bit pricey. Then I was like, no, man, maybe this is the reason why they're not actually having calculators. And I started doing my research intensively. So, eventually, then, you know, package the calculator, which is Geleza today.
Yep. And I'm intrigued by that, right? Because for a lot of us, when you think of a calculator, you know that there's a motherboard, there's a lot of etching that needs to be done. And this is not necessarily something that I guess many South Africans have skills in. So where did you start by creating Geleza and some of the other projects you have?
Yeah, and I think this is a good question, because I think there tends to be some frustration over this question. I have done serious traveling in China. I think I was there when the president was there, with President Xi Jinping inviting South African business people in Beijing in 2018. I was there, and one of the tours that I did really opened me up, to third-party manufacturing, which is very, very important and key, I think, in today's market, and I think for Africa as well. Yeah. Because, you know, from economics, you know, absolute advantage is against us as South Africans. You know, comparative advantage is against us. So it's kind of like easier to try and manufacture a certain product elsewhere than it is to manufacture it here.
Yes.
And I hear this question that we actually need to be moving into. People will ask, where is your factory? But I'm saying, if I had to start with a factory, maybe I needed 100 million to start.
Mm.
And that immediately creates a barrier to entry. And I'm never going to create my Gallagher. So rather I create Gallagher and get the funds. And maybe I'll have my factory in Polokwane one day.
Yeah. And I think you raised such a valid point, which was highlighted earlier on the show, in terms of the challenges of actually manufacturing goods locally in South Africa, because many other entrepreneurs do actually look at lowering the cost of production by actually ensuring that they are able to manufacture their goods in China. And I guess this is a great indicator of the kind of support that you as an entrepreneur require, either from government, other spaces of business, or just finding effective ways of producing the goods that you require to send off into the local market.
Yeah, so true. So true. You can imagine something as simple as a gin. If you have to produce a gin, you would end up having to sell it for 2,000. So who's going to buy that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those issues that we're grappling with in South Africa. We need to open manufacturing to and invest heavily in engineers and software developers to a point where it's so easy to manufacture locally. I mean, I also manufacture egg trays, and I know how expensive it was for me to set up my factory here in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where we need to really wake up and start, you know, changing the revolution. And you can see there's a revolution. You can pick it up from the sneaker brand.
Yes.
There's a revolution that is happening in South Africa. And for me, it will be very sad for the government to not see it and capture it and move with it so that we can turn around manufacturing in South Africa and change the economy and create jobs.
And maybe you can share a few lessons with us there, right? That the relationship with China, what components actually manufactured in that local market, how it is then brought to South Africa. This also tells us something about access to different markets, not only to produce your goods, but also, I guess, the importance of trade relations with some of our international peers and, I guess, positives that you've learned from that experience. And maybe if you could even, you know, share with us some challenges that you've experienced and headwinds that you hope business and government overall can override.
I think first of all, if you're dealing with people in China, language becomes the problem.
Yep.
It's one of the biggest. They are English mute. No, it's not mute. They can't hear anything in English. I mean, it's very, very hard to communicate with them, and I see they're improving. But that is one of the biggest challenges, because sometimes you have to talk about things that are very, very technical.
Mm.
I mean, I have to always question things that are technical that I don't want on my calculator, and I want specific things. But sometimes the language becomes the barrier in trying to get that done. But also, I don't know if you did realize that ever since COVID, we used to ship containers for about 35,000. And
yes,
during COVID, it went to 90.
Yes.
And after the riots, it went to about 160,000, the riots in Durban. So those are some of the key challenges that are really, really affecting some of the, you know, the whether you're going to have innovation from outside that is going to have to come to South Africa. And for me, those are the big major worries that I think, you know, needs to be ironed out, and especially from the government side. And I think even Cyril Ramaphosa was at the harbor, you know, about issues around the harbor that were really impacting us, you know. And those are some of the things, the efficiency with which the harbor needs to be working. It's going to release a lot of innovation, especially in South Africa, in terms of, you know, getting a whole lot of brands that we need to change what we know today.
Yep, definitely. If you've just joined our conversation, we are speaking to a phenomenal entrepreneur, Muthupi Khoba, who is the founder of Geleza. It's one of the locally made South African scientific calculators, sharing more details about his experience as an entrepreneur. And of course, how best it is that we can continue to fix the challenges we essentially have to make sure that we are able to produce locally, procure locally. And even if we aren't, we can still capitalize on the opportunities to access different partnerships to make sure that we can create our own brands. What I'm also keen to get your thoughts on, Muthupi, as you mentioned, you started this off essentially by grasping that there's a major need in the market. Young students and pupils who did not have access to calculators, and you decided to source a solution here. I'm keen to get your thoughts as an entrepreneur. There's often a lot of criticism that as South Africans, we just aren't innovative enough. But you've proven that we can be, and sometimes that you don't need to reinvent the wheel, but just localize it and offer new opportunities to those in the local environment to make the circle bigger, essentially. How are you hoping, and I guess inspire is a broad word, but really try to make sure that there's a new stream of entrepreneurs like yourself who can identify the gaps in the needs in the market and cover them and appeal to them and create sustainable businesses through their innovations?
Yeah, that's another key question for me. You'd see that Geleza will be opening a Geleza shop not so long. Because from the Geleza shop, we're going to have a variety of education products that I don't want to mention at the moment. Because
You don't want to break news? come on, Mutupi, tell us first.
I've realized that there's a whole lot of other people who are following us, and it's now starting to be ugly in terms of competition. So I'd rather reserve it, but you will be the first to know.
Okay.
But to answer your question on that is that from that shop alone, we'll be able to release so many, many products that must be created by people from the local and from the area, from South Africa, basically, who are then going to be distributing it through our shop. Anything that is educational, we are going to have it at Geleza shop. And I think it gives that opportunity for somebody who's sitting, who wants to create something as simple as a ruler for our learners to really think about it and how they can actually conceptualize it and come and work with us in terms of the distribution and the sales at our shops.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, right? That it's just the most basic of things that we don't need to reinvest and recreate. But I'm also keen to get your thoughts. Education, as we know, is like healthcare. It's a fundamental need of any society to make sure that we are able to thrive and to survive. And many might say that there's a fine balance, right, between seeing the opportunity, being a capitalist, but of course, still keeping to the ethos and the purpose of what it is that you're about. So I guess my question to you indirectly is, how do you find that balance between making a difference in the livelihoods of individuals, but still being a capitalist at heart and making sure that you're making a profit?
It's not even a hard question, that one. But I started in education at Teach South Africa, and I think let's mention that.
Yes.
Teach South Africa is still an organization that I'm the alumni ambassador, and we just partnered. And I think the story of Geleza and Teach South Africa is going to answer what you said. I just partnered with Teach South Africa, and through that initiative, we are raising 100,000 funds for 100,000 calculators that we are then going to be putting in the hands of the learners who do not have. Those are the needy. Those are the learners who, without us, they wouldn't have calculators.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this came about from, you know, when we started getting people who said, no, I want to buy 10 calculators and donate it to the school I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And we started getting corporates from CSIs and all that, corporate social responsibility, saying, I want 100 calculators for our community. We got a mayor from Kosteros that I want calculators for my community. So it's that kind of a thing. Now we are capturing it through Teach South Africa, which is an NPO. And after that, you can see that there is capitalism in it, but there's a whole lot of 100,000 calculators that are going to go into the hands of the learners.
Yes.
But they wouldn't have possibly gotten those calculators if we were not, business people, basically.
Yeah, you're right. And it starts, it's always a fine balance, right? But ultimately, there's a benefit for everyone at the end of the day. Mutupi, as you mentioned, mayors have been buying your calculators. Members of Teach South Africa have been buying your calculators. How can Gugu and everyone else buy your calculators? And how are you hoping to, I guess, increase and improve access to various markets in the retail space?
Yes, we are definitely working on opening up market access so that it's available everywhere. But you'd be happy to know that we've been working and finalizing with distributors nationally. I mean, at the moment, we're sitting at about 120 distributors. Mm-hmm. Once again, it answers your question. These guys are some of the guys who are going to make an income just from selling our calculators in their communities. And we are happy because they are able to buy bread. But on top of that, then people can go to www.galevatech.com. They'll be able to find us there. Yeah. Or they can just go to Facebook, it's Galeva Tech.
I see it. I've seen that page, yeah, and you're quite right. Also well aware that your website is still under construction, but contact details are there to actually reach out to you to make sure that we support your business and you see growth, 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 and more growth. You promised you'll come back and you'll tell us what new Galeva projects you'll have on board, right?
100%. I think it's one of those. It's gonna be one of those big things that are gonna happen in South Africa, and I'm very, very happy that, you know, we can, while companies like CNA are going down, there can be another one that is rising.
Ah, valid point. Ah, there's definitely space for another one to rise. And that speaks to everything in business, in life, that just because there appears to be lots of competition doesn't necessarily mean that you will not thrive. And even the demise of others does not mean that you will not succeed. Mutupi, thank you so much. I am reminded of high grade maths that I did. Ooh, when I look at a scientific calculator, and I haven't used one since. But I'm hoping that Galeza will change that for our youth this time around.
100%. Galeza in the hand of a black learner, it means black excellence. You know, it means they can do things, bigger things than I can ever do. And for me, I think that is power. Just the name Galeza itself.
Yeah.
It's power in itself. And I think it's going to change the way that a lot of our black learners look at mathematics.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Hey, you're solving for X. Quite literally. Mutupi, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Really, really appreciate your time this evening.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. That's the founder of Galeza Calculators, which will soon also be part of not only just a scientific calculator brand, but further brands of stationery that will be developed under the umbrella of Galeza. Mutupi Khopa giving us insight into the business. And of course, a gentle reminder that sometimes we can go back to just sourcing solutions to everyday problems that we witness in society. And again, through innovative thinking, the right partnerships locally and abroad, and finding the gaps in the market just to make sure that we can meet the needs of society, there is always a business opportunity.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.